The royal biopic, The King's Speech, cleaned up at the Oscars yesterday. I'm sure you've heard by now. It picked up 4 Academy Awards, including Best Film and Best Actor. There was good news for Australians too. 4 Australians and 1 British-Australian dual citizen won Oscars. We're joined by one of the winners now, Sean Tan, who won the award for the Best Animated Short Film. He joins you from Hollywood. Sean, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What does it feel like to win an Oscar, Sean?
Just really, really surreal. I think I haven't quite registered what the significance of it is, except in some kind of really abstract way.
Well, talking about abstract, your film is 15 minutes long. A lot of us haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet, though I can't wait. Give us in a short sentence, what's your film about? What's the essence of it?
Well, it's essentially a modern fable about a boy who discovers a creature that nobody else pays any attention to, and he decides to adopt it, which causes all sorts of bureaucratic problems for him.
Why do you think it struck a chord with the judges? What was the message there?
I guess it's quite a complex film. I mean, there's a lot in it within 15 minutes, even though it's also quite simple, and it's one that works on many levels. So I think some people may read it as a children's film, but it's also got a lot of adult themes in there. And I think that complexity, particularly on multiple viewings, which may have happened with Academy members, may have pushed it over the line.
It started out as a book, The Lost Thing, as a book. It's a prize-winning book. Did you always think you would turn it into a film? Was that always the plan?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I still am a book illustrator and writer. That's like my main occupation. And the idea to adapt it as a film really came from my co-director, Andrew Rimmon, and our producer, Sophie Byrne, who talked me into it, actually, 10 years ago. And at first I was kind of felt a little bit out of my depth moving from illustration to film, but with a little bit of guidance and a really good team, I found it more and more exciting. And 10 years later, here we are.
And how did you, what shift did it take from you? You say you're a writer and an illustrator, to display your film filmically, your book filmically. What did you have to do? Did you have to go in building, illustrating cards, images, single images? How labour intensive was it?
Very labour intensive. It's kind of like taking an illustrated book and multiplying it by 1,000. Partly because there's so many different options with every scene and the way it's constructed in a film. A film is a very tightly plotted storytelling device. It's very dynamic. It's quite fast. You have to actually control where the viewer's attention is going. So you are directing people's attention and to some extent trying to guide them emotionally, and that's quite a tricky thing to do with writing. You more or less leave it up to the reader to be a co-creator, but with film you have to like create so much. Even the tiniest background details have to be perfectly rendered to create this seamless illusion of a world. And a lot of the work we did on the film is things that would not be really obvious to the viewer. They would just absorb it as an experience, but for us it was just like, as you've heard, years of work.
Winning an Oscar changes everything, I'd imagine. Does it change Sean Tan from being a writer and illustrator to being a filmmaker? I'm pretty sure you've probably had some meetings with some producers there in LA.
Well, interestingly, it's come at a good time because I already have some understanding of the film world. I worked as a concept artist on the Pixar film WALL-E and also Horton Hears a Who by Blue Sky Studios. Sophie and I have discussed a number of possible film projects, so I do feel as though I come at this with a certain level of maturity and even slight cynicism. I am first and foremost attracted to illustration and writing and quite simple stories based on very personal experiences, and I can't imagine actually successfully departing from that.
Sean, I wonder how your cynicism went in the face of all the glitz and glamour there of the Oscars, of the Academy Awards. Did it drop away? Did you just sort of bask in the excitement of the moment? And how was the party?
No, you know, the funny thing about it is the glitz and glamour, it becomes more interesting on another level in that I found myself surrounded by basically these other artists who are also doing their own jobs. You know, that's the funny thing about mingling with so-called stars is that up close and chatting to them, they just seem like regular people who are trying to do good work. And I feel like quite an affinity with them. The whole experience has actually been extremely polite and friendly and very level-headed, much more than I expected.
And just finally, we've only got a minute or so to the news, but 7 years ago, Adam Elliott won this award with Harvey Crumpet. He went on to make the feature film Mary and Max, and we spoke to him on Breakfast about that. Have you got a feature in you, an animated feature?
Yeah, there's one that's actually been in discussion for a long time. The book I'm most well known for is not actually The Lost Thing. It's another book called The Arrival, which is an immigrant story and quite a lengthy one. And the book itself looks like a storyboard for a feature film, so it's naturally attracted quite a bit of interest. And while Sophie and I have been in LA, we've been discussing that with a prominent producer, and that looks like it could be a very favourable project, certainly one that I'd be interested in pursuing.
Keep you busy for a while. Sean, congratulations.
Okay, thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
Thanks very much for joining us. Sean Tan, Oscar winner Sean Tan. He took out the award for the best animated short at the Academies. He's for the film The Lost Thing.